This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the Old Trailblazer, riding out again on Old Dan. Come on, Dan, let's go. And Old Trailblazer's got a little raspy voice at this time, but you bear with me if you will. Pray for me. And we're going on. We're in the study of the 11th chapter of Hebrews, and we'd come down there in our last study looking at the faith of Moses' parents, where they hid him in the bulrushes there in the river for after 3 months. And we're looking at that, and then we were just spending some time talking about our homes. Oh, my friend, what we should be doing in our homes. And we see those things, how that many of our parents are teaching their children from the early age, and those things train a child up in the way it should go. They do more to break those children and bring them to Christ than all the Sunday schools or worldly schools with the cigarette-sucking teachers and beer-guzzling teachers. Now, listen, my friend, I know that I'm crossing a line, I'm stepping on some toes, but I tell you, we need to start somewhere. We just need to start somewhere, my friend. But before we get started now, I want to play you another one of our old choir songs on the CD we have. You listen, and I'll tell you how you can receive these. Amen. That's what the Old Trailblazer broadcast is all about, my friend. Giving out the gospel, calling, giving out that call that comes from only the Lord. And we're sending that call out today, tonight. Wherever you are, the Old Trailblazer is concerned about your soul. And we're just giving you, thus saith the Lord. We have 9 full-length CDs by our radio choir that we offer for $5 each. And those songs, is about 18 on each CD. If you'd write me, I'll send you a listing of all the songs that are on those. And I hope these studies mean something to you. I know at one time I was that old prodigal son. I had went far away, alienated from God. Yes, went out into sin, serving, fulfilling the lust and the pleasures of sin. But the Lord brought me back. One day the Lord put a hook in my jaw and brought me back. put me onto the gospel here, Radio Missions, Pastor L.R. Shelton's ministry, and others. And then, by grace, the Lord saved me, gave me a call to come to Christ. That's what we're doing here. Well, we're looking at those faith of Moses' parents there. We would mention about what we should be doing. I tell you something, my friend. It's not the church's business to furnish a social life for our young people. No, that's a big thing today. It's the father and mother's business. Listen. We're not going to build a great gymnasium here at Radio Missions with a swimming pool and ball courts and billiard halls and all of those things. No, dance hall like the average church is building today for the young people, doing nothing but damning their souls into eternity. When you take those boys and girls into your home, teach them God's word. When they're born there into your home, teach them. Then live with them. Play with them. Oh, I just don't have time to do it, you say. Take time out. How many of us today would like to recall some of those days that we've lost? Wouldn't you, my friend? You better do it. You have young children in your home. If they're up and grown now, teenagers, and they're probably out of your grasp, out of your corrective grasp. Now, there's where you teach them in the home. That's where you teach them how to live. Teach them how to respect God's word. Teach them how to give. You say, well, they just rebel against. No. The Bible says, train up a child in the way it should go, and when it grows older, he won't depart from it. That's Proverbs 22:6. I tell you this, you take a bush out in the yard and let it grow, it'll grow up tall, straight. But if you bend it over, and when it's little, you can make it look like anything you want to. But you wait till it gets to be a sapling out there somewhere. You can't do that, no, sir. Same way with a child. You can't wait till they get to be a teenager to start correcting them. Now, if they're brought up right, they'll never get away from it. Many of them have gone back to the world, but they never get away. I have folks who heard these messages 40 years ago. They're not saved. They went out. They've gone out. They've departed. But I tell you that one of the comforting things of my heart is that somewhere along the line, they heard God's word, whether it was the old Trailblazer, whether it was Pastor Shelton, or other pastors that we've had here, and the seed was planted in that heart. And I've seen those come back. They come back, they say, I never could get away from it. And then we have folks who listen to the broadcast here on purpose, just to see how the church is doing. How's the church doing, Pastor? They won't come to church, no. But listen, they never get over having heard the gospel. They never got over from hearing their old daddy's prayer or their mother's prayer. Pastor Shelton told a story one time, true story. These two brothers lived out there somewhere in the home. Their mother and dad had passed away, and they come back home, and they was going to tear the old house down, clear off the place where it was. So they got it all down and come down to the fireplace. Right there in front of the fireplace, there was three or four planks there that they hadn't got up. And one of the brothers told us and said, you take those up, Joe. He said, no, brother, you take them up. What happened? That's where the old dad used to kneel down in front of that old fireplace on the cold winter nights. Kneel down. They could almost see where his knees had worn the boards back. And they got all emotional about it, hugged each other and loved each other. And they said it was a way of them turning to the Lord. Are you leaving anything, my friend, for your family to remember you by? Can your family remember hearing you pray or hearing you teach the children right from wrong? Oh, my friend, we have a book here by Brother John Ashworth called Strange Tales, and it's the most gracious book I believe I've ever read, with some stories in there. It was taken in London, England, back there hundreds of years ago. But you write me, I'll quote you a price on it. We're just getting in some new ones that haven't had them reprint. And I have folks call me. They say, Pastor, I'm having a battle with my family. How can I live? I know a family, a woman that has a little 12-year-old grandchild that's already cut her wrist and everything to try to have her way, and it put her in a psychiatric ward, and she raised hell. And they said she wants her boyfriend to come see her. 12-year-old girl wanting a boyfriend. Oh, my friend, listen. This lady said they're teaching in school. They're teaching in the parent teachers meeting that we should not punish a child any longer. Oh, I know what's there, because I hear those same things, my friend. And I have to restrain myself. Oftentimes I'm in the shopping center or grocery market, and a little 2 or 3 year old child screaming and cutting up and kicking his mama's shins and won't behave and embarrassing his mama. And I'd just like to have him for about 5 minutes. I wouldn't abuse him. No, I wouldn't do that. But I would get his attention. I would. And the old Trailblazer got a reputation for being tough. But I'm not. It's tough love. That's what they call it. You got to make them mine, my friend. You got a 3 year old that you can't make mine. You better put her in a reform school or something. Go ahead and let them do it. Oh, my friend, this lady said that a child that's made to obey the father and the mother is of a lower type. Oh, a lower type than one who doesn't is not made to obey. I tell you, my friend, I can't stand that sort of preaching. I can't. Take those boys, your children, make them obey through love. My father furnished the stripes, and I saw the stars. That was one of the statements that Pastor Shelton used to make. He lived under the stars and stripes, but his father furnished the stripe. And listen now, we need to hear some of these things, don't we? We need to hear these things. I know you don't hear them on the average. Oh, you can go to the psychologist or the psychiatrist or the counselor. You'll hear those things. They got books, millions of books printed for those things. But you know what? You just need to take a hold of your children. I wish you would sit down and write me and let me know if these messages are blessing your heart. This is just common sense practice. Common sense teaching, my friend. Common sense. The Bible says you spare the rod and you spoil a child. I'm not talking about being abusive. I'm not talking about that. We see so much of that today. But my friend, my dad raised 2 boys and 3 girls, and we had to obey. And we never got many whippings. I got 1 or 2 or 3 that I remember. But we knew if we didn't act right or be right, we'd get one, and we knew better than to do it because we'd know what we would get. But there's no fear of punishment today, just like there's no fear of in these criminals' heads and hearts now. They kill people just without any reason, kill them because they know they'll go to jail for a few months, and then they'll be out, bonded out, and then their court case will be put off for 11 years before they ever get come. I know those things, my friend. I blame our folks, our society, our judicial system for the crime that we're having now. And I believe in the death penalty from the word go, my friend. You feel some of these fellas that's murdering their families and murdering people, if they'd hang them in the town square about 3 days later, it'd make a difference. Somebody said, well, it don't make any difference. The death penalty is not a deterrent. Well, let me tell you this. It's a deterrent to that dude that committed that. He won't commit no more. No, sir. But we'll get back into that in our next study. I wish you'd remember me in your prayers as you go to prayer and ask your prayer group there at church. Pray for the old Trailblazer. He's getting out the gospel. He's taking a stand that a lot of our preachers won't take. Let's pray for him. Would y'all do that for me? And then if you will, help me with the broadcast. We've gone on several news stations. And then go there to our website. We'll have some of the sites there. Radiomissions.org. And look us up there. Look up all our Sunday services, Wednesday night, Sunday night services. And then if you would, help me with this broadcast. Old Trailblazer could use a little help right now. We're taking on these new stations, and the Lord indicated that's where we should go. So you pray for them. Remember the Old Trailblazer's address, the Old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785. Goodbye, and God bless you.